Oh, and I don't say that in a braggadocious way, but there was a section when it talked about building a sermon and homiletics and how to write a sermon and the different types of sermons and structure. And I've had a tendency when I first got started in this is that I'll be going through a situation and I'll stop and pray about it, and then I'll think of a couple of verses, and then I try to build a sermon around what I just went through. And that's called proof texting. And you don't want to do that. And I talked to several mentors down there while I was in this journey. And sermons always need to start in the Bible. If you have a question about where you're going, what you're doing, start in the Bible. And so line by line, in context, chapter by chapter. And so, I was a little nervous, but every time I come in here, I realize that this is God's time. And there's people that are watching on Facebook right now that are listening on the radio that needed to hear maybe something that Monica said, maybe something that I said. Even if I'm not that eloquent at conveying the message, I know that whatever was said this morning was exactly what God wanted to have said, what His Holy Spirit said through me, and I just need to get out of the way. And anytime I get nervous about it, I know it's an attack from Satan. If I spent 6 days prepping for this, or 6 hours prepping for this, or the last 60 minutes prepping for this, if I started here with a humble heart and I, Lord, help me decrease so that you may increase and let the Holy Spirit take over, this is what it's all about, this communion right here. And so I hope that anything that anybody's going through out there, that they were able to get something out of that as far as staying grounded in the Word and being grateful. And stay humble, because if you're doing the right thing consistently and you start with the Bible and you turn it over to Him and you're praying for His will to be done in your situation, and then just praying humbly for the strength and the wisdom to deal with whatever outcome that looks like according to His plan, then life will go easier for you. I shouldn't say easy. That's probably a bad way to say it. It might not be easy, folks, but you'll have the strength to endure it because you'll have God on your side.
And it's so worth it. It is so worth it.
Absolutely.
Would now be a good time for some prayer requests?
Sure.
Okay. You want to read them, sister? We have three prayer requests. Pray for Patrick Helm, who has a kidney stone. He has been in great discomfort for the past several days, but will see a doctor today. Pray for Renee Kilhofer, who is not feeling well. And continue to pray for David Brown.
I can't imagine kidney stones. I've heard terrible things about them. All right. Well, let's start with these first three. You have some more over there?
I've got one more I'm writing down.
Okay. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we thank you for the listeners that are out there, the people that are watching and listening on Facebook and over the airwaves. Lord, we pray for Patrick Helm, who's dealing with these kidney stones and the pain. And Lord, we pray for a speedy recovery, that his body heals and that his pain is relieved. Lord, we pray for Renee Kilhofer, that she begins to feel better soon. And we also pray for David Brown and his situation. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Please pray that Chris Cannon's blood clot would dissolve without complications. And Sarah Robinson is cancer-free, hallelujah, and will remain on 2-year preventive regimen with pills and once a month IV.
Okay.
Pray for no infections. Both have received God's miracles. You want to use my phone? I ran out of time writing it down, y'all.
Yeah. Is that what's on that paper?
Yes.
Okay. And Sarah Robinson. All right, Lord, we pray for Chris Cannon's blood clot, Lord, that we pray that it would dissolve without any physical complications, Lord, and that he has a speedy recovery. Lord, we pray for Sarah Robinson. We thank you for her life. We thank you that she is cancer-free, and we pray that she will continue to be cancer-free on this new regimen that she's on. Lord, we thank you for your continued grace and mercy in our lives, the miracles that you work, the healing that you provide. And Lord, help us to stay grounded and humble as we walk this thing out, Lord, and give you honor and glory for everything that you do in our lives and for your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay. The Refuge Church at New Liberty. They are located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Pastors Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church Elk East City or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, Oklahoma. Service times are Bible engagement is at 9:45 a.m. Morning worship is 10:30 a.m. Spanish service is at 2 p.m. Sunday evening is at 6 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. And if you have any other questions, you're welcome to contact them at 580-225-4646. And if you are new and attend any of these services and mention this ad, receive a special gift. So come and receive what God has in store for you at Gateway Church. We are stronger together. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Getting your oil changed or having your tires rotated isn't always the easiest thing for a woman to have done, but it's always been just fine for me because Barber Dyson Ford takes care of everything. They've always treated me professionally, I've never had to worry about unnecessary work, and the work they've done has kept me on the road and it's kept me safe. That's one reason I'll be a Barber Dyson customer for life. Thanks, Barber Dyson Ford, for providing outstanding service for 25 years. Let us pray, let us pray.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest today is Travis Imboden. His title for today was Staying Grounded. So you have to go to work, huh?
And yeah, that's why I'm wearing my FRs today, is because I'm going to visit a couple of rigs and then I've got to run to Dallas. So.
How long? I just want to ask a few questions because, sure, you know,
I'm an open book.
So, you know, people that are coming out of or have the people who are at the place where they can't no more, you know, I can't continue my life this way anymore.
Right.
What advice or what direction would you give that person? you know. As far as like,
I made a post the other day on LinkedIn and Facebook when I was at the Festival of the Wichitas, which was the annual fall Saturday fun day that they have at the ranch, and it's got a graduation ceremony where the gentlemen that have completed the program within that year get their certificate of completion. And I posted a picture on that and how much of an honor it was for me to be involved in that because I was there. Mm-hmm. And I remember that ceremony and how it seemed to have trumped every graduation of any military school or anything I'd done up to that point, because this was life. I mean, I get the military's life and death in some instances, but I was at the end of my rope, like you were just, you know, explaining in that question. And I put in that post at the end, if you're struggling with drugs and alcohol, this goes to anybody listening on Facebook, anybody over the airwaves, drugs and alcohol are no respecter of persons. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter how much money I was making or how broke I was. I was, when I was drinking, it didn't matter. I was destroying my life. And that bottle would destroy you if you're a lottery winner or if you're living under a bridge. And there is hope. And drugs and alcohol don't have to win. And I wrote that in there. I will always make myself available. If I don't answer my phone, it's because I'm in a meeting or if I, you know, I might be up on a rig floor or something, but leave a voicemail and I will get you in touch with someone. There are teen challenges all across this nation. If you are at the end of your rope and your marriage is failing or you've lost your job, teen challenge, adult and teen challenge is across the planet. They're everywhere. If you're watching on Facebook and you're in Argentina, and you've got a needle in your arm or you're lost in the sauce in a bottle, reach out to me. I will find some time. I will find time. I will make time to find you a home in a teen challenge and get you plugged in with people that will give you the gospel. It doesn't matter what my title is in the oil field. Being a disciple trumps being a dad, trumps being a vice president or a CEO of a company or anything. We are called to be disciples, to take the gospel to the ends, to the corners of the earth, to advance the kingdom. And in doing so, it will make us good fathers. It will make us good stewards in our position at work, in whatever role that God's put us in. But if you are struggling with drugs and alcohol, hear me, folks. Reach out to me. I'll give Monica my cell phone number. Email me. And there is hope out there. And there's people that might just be on the edge of full-blown alcoholism or addiction. And addiction can take any form. You can be addicted to work. You can be a gambler. You can be addicted to porn. You can be addicted to crack or meth or whatever. Excuse me. Addiction can take so many forms. If your life is coming unraveled and you no longer have control of it and it's destroying your career, your family, your health, there is hope. And there's other types of groups and outreaches such as Living Free that can be, given a training seminar can be set up within your church so that we can, because I still work with the gentleman at Teen Challenge at the state level, the director Wayne Gray and Matt Carroll and Ben, to set up training seminars around the state for churches. If anybody wants to take a more active role in their community or in their church, it's not denomination specific. It was an initiative affiliated with the Assemblies of God, spearheaded by Teen Challenge, you know, throughout the 50 states but it can be trained up in a Baptist church and a Catholic church. Sin is sin. It doesn't matter what denomination of church building you go to on Sunday. Satan's after your soul. Mm-hmm. And so if you're wanting to take a more active role in your church and lead one of these groups, get in touch with me that way. And then you can be a force multiplier within your community and start spreading the gospel within your church and within it starts with the family unit and taking a more active role as the head of your household in terms of your spiritual leadership. And then within your church and then within your community, at your workplace, etc. So if you've reached the end of your rope, God's not done with you. If you still got a heartbeat and you're on this side of the daisies, you still got a chance. And so don't hesitate to reach out. And just because I was a drinker, the first couple times I went to Teen Challenge, I was telling you, I was like, well, I'm better than these meth heads. Oh, I'm better than the guy that was, you know, a heroin junkie with a needle in his arm. How arrogant is that? I was destroying. They had to carry me into Teen Challenge this third and final time because I couldn't walk. And that was due to a bottle, something I could get at any convenience store around here. I wasn't any better than anybody else. I mean, who am I to think that I had something better than these guys or I wasn't as bad off? Listen, folks, I was an utter train wreck. And it was God's grace and mercy that saved my life. The gospel that got into fertile soil finally, when I finally reached the end of me. And I said, all right, I'm laying bare, laying at the foot of the cross, because obviously what I'm doing ain't working. And so that's the only reason I'm standing here today, that God's restored my job. He's restoring my family and my career and my health. And all of that is because I finally just came to the end of me.
Amen. You know, I seen your, when you was that, I think it's the First Methodist Church, United Methodist Church for Kevin Akins.
First Assembly.
Oh, sorry. I saw that, and I was just like, wow. And if you didn't get to catch that, I want to encourage you to go back and find Travis on that, filling in there, where he gave his testimony. It was amazing. It was amazing what God... Not with Travis, because I can assure you, if I could have fixed mine, absolutely, I would have. Yeah. If you could have fixed yours, you would have. Yeah. But we missed a piece. We had a missing piece.
Yeah.
Like a puzzle. Like a puzzle, y'all. When the enemy deceived Eve in the garden, our relationship with the Lord, we were separated.
Mm-hmm. Sin separated us.
And so we have that missing piece in us. And the only thing, the only person that can fill that piece is the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you today, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, I don't care if you're putting a crack pipe to your lips right now. And I don't care if you're putting a needle in your arm right now. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to come in, because his Holy Spirit, can cleanse you and walk you out of that. That is the missing piece. Nothing else. Nothing else is going to satisfy you. Nothing else is going to bring the freedom that you're seeking, the happiness that you're seeking. Absolutely nothing else. His Holy Spirit is the missing piece to the puzzle, y'all.
Don't wait. Do not wait. I'm telling you, don't wait to get your life in order to run to the foot of the cross, because that's whenever my tank was empty, when I couldn't do me anymore, I had just enough in the tank left to crawl to the foot of the cross. Don't wait to get your affairs in order, because by then your marriage will be gone, your career will be gone, and your health might be gone. If you still got a pulse, hit your knees, you know, reach out. There is no shame and condemnation in coming to the cross. All of that is a lie from Satan. And so don't wait, folks. If you're struggling, my number, and I don't care who has my number, because I live a transparent life now. That's a good thing about transparency.
Yes.
Is, you know, there is no evidence to build a case against me, because I live a transparent life. I have nothing to hide here. So that's a good thing. And that's another, you know, added control measure to help stay sober, is that if I'm on everybody's radar and everybody's got eyes on and my phone's an open book, then there is no way for, you know, Satan to work his angle and you know, build a case against me. Mm-hmm. So if you need help, my phone number is 405-655-6708. And you can email me at travis.mboden@yahoo. So there's email. You can Facebook message me. You can call me. You can text me. And I am not a licensed counselor. I'm just a wretched sinner saved by grace and mercy. And I can get you plugged in if you're in that situation. If you're interested in taking an active role in your church and you want a living free training seminar at your church on a weekend to train up facilitators so that they can teach classes in your church, in your community, also reach out to me. And we can see if we can get you a training seminar set up at your church. It doesn't matter if it's Methodist, Baptist, Holy Spirit, Pentecostal. You know, so anyway, it was an honor to come and share with you ladies today. Thank you for the
You did great, brother.
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad. As soon as I put my notes away, then I just started talking. That's how the Holy Spirit works.
Yeah. He's the awesome sauce.
Absolutely. The missing piece, as you said. That was good.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our handsome brother in Christ, Travis and Bode, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.